Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today, we continue our series on the upcoming regional conventions of the American Guild of Organists. Every other year on the even years, the Guild holds one convention for all of its members. On the odd number years, like 2015, the various regions hold their own conventions. And this year, the Guild is using its newly appointed geographical regions, no longer numbered. There are now 7 regions across the United States. They are the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Southeast, Great Lakes, North Central, Southwest, and West. You do not have to be a member of the Guild to attend the conventions, and you can go to any or all of the conventions if you wish. You do not have to live in a particular region to attend that convention. Today, we'll find out about the Great Lakes region, formerly Region 5, which will be held in Indianapolis, Indiana. The convention there begins Sunday, July 12th, and joining me from Indianapolis is the director of the convention committee, Todd Saul. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I was going through the website. It looks like you have a lot of great options for those attending the convention this year.
Yes, we do. We have something like 10 concerts, 10 artists, well-known artists, and about 10 instruments that will be used in concerts.
First of all, tell us about the concerts. Where are they and who will be performing?
On our opening night on Sunday, we have Merrill Kaiser at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. On the Golden and Wood, Opus 33, it's a 4-manual 80-rank organ, and the venue is about a 1,200-seat capacity. And we'll also have Horace Sirota from St. John Divine in New York City be our keynote speaker, and 2 choirs from St. Luke's United Methodist Church and Second Presbyterian Church, and a combined choir ensemble doing a choir presentation there. That's on Sunday evening. Then Monday, we have in the morning, Christ Church Cathedral, downtown Indianapolis. We'll have James David Christie on the Trombuti Opus 19. It's a 3-manual, 37-rank mechanical organ. And then later on that afternoon, we'll go to the RCYO Winner's Recital at Trinity Episcopal Church on the Chance, 1983, 3-manual, 60th-rank organ. And then we're off to the Hymn Festival at the Sweeney Chapel and Christian Theological Seminary. It has a Opus 1999. It's a whole camp. It's a 3-manual, 34-rank mechanical organ. And it's a very acoustical environment, so it's going to work very well for a hymn festival. On Monday evening, we have a silent movie and a theater organ concert at the Warren Performing Arts Center. We'll be using the Grand Barton. It's a 1927 instrument that was originally in the Indiana Theater in downtown Indianapolis, which was moved to the Warren Performing Center by the Central Indiana Chapter of the American Guild of Organists in 1997. And we'll have a short theater organ concert and a silent movie there, and it's a 3-manual and 18-rank theater organ. Then on Tuesday, we'll be traveling to Indiana University in the afternoon, where we will be listening to Ken Callum at the C.B. Fisk Opus 135, 3-manual, 68-rank organ in our hall. After a short hour and a half to 2-hour time frame for our convention goers to roam around the campus, we'll convene at the Alumni Hall at Memorial Union and listen to their C.B. Fisk Opus 91. It's a 3-manual, 56th rank, and there we will have Janet Fischel, Bruce Neswick, and Christopher Young, all 3 doing a program. That will be right after the regional and dinner that we'll have right before the concert there. On Wednesday morning, we'll be heading to the Indiana Landmarks Center, which is a refurbished United Methodist Church, and it has a 1892 3-manual, 34-rank Sanborn organ that was refurbished just a few years ago. And we'll be listening to Edie Johnson and Catherine Schilling performing on an organ and string ensemble for that concert. On Wednesday afternoon, we'll be at Second Presbyterian Church featuring Isabel Demers on the A.O.N. Skinner Opus 1490. It's a four manual, 84 rank A.O.N. Skinner. Then after that, we'll have dinner there at Second Presbyterian Church. After dinner, we'll go to the St. Paul's Episcopal Church for our gala concert. And that will be our whole convention. It's a very packed full of concerts and workshops. It'll be a great convention for people to come to.
Yes, it sounds great. And speaking of the workshops and master classes, tell us about those. What kind of topics will they cover and who will be presenting them?
For our workshops, we have the AGO Education Workshop, the AGO Chapter Development and Membership Recruitment, and a crucial communications building, that impossible relationship with somebody within the church. Those three workshops are basically our required workshops by AGO, and they will be presented by our regional AGO officers. We also have the Advanced Hymn Playing Workshop and a Hymn Playing Workshop, which the Advanced Hymn Playing Workshop will be conducted by Bruce Neswick, and our Hymn Playing Workshop will be conducted by Marilyn Kaiser. So they will be giving tips on ways to spruce up, jazz up some hymns, and that type of thing. We will also be having a reading session with Cliff Hill Publishing and also the Moravian Music Foundation. Also on the schedule for workshops is a lecture, which is really a lecture, but we're calling it a workshop, but for the Moravian music, which will take place right after the Ken Cowan concert at our hall in Indiana University. We also have a workshop discussion with Rhonda Eddington, and her title, her workshop, is Organist, a Dying Breed? Question. So that would be an interesting workshop to attend. We also have a workshop of world global music and vocal techniques for the organist. And our last workshop will be the Alexander Technique and Body Mapping by Edie Johnson.
Indianapolis is, of course, well known for the Indianapolis 500 on Memorial Day weekend from the Brickyard, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But there are many more things that Indianapolis can offer visitors. Now, what can those attending the convention expect to see and do?
We have many venues, museums. Downtown is a big shopping district full of restaurants. Just within walking distance of the hotel, the convention hotels are one block away is the state capitol. A few blocks away is the Otto Georg Museum. Just a short distance ride in a cab, you'll be able to get to the Indianapolis Museum of Art. And downtown, we have the Circle Center Mall, which is a three-block shopping center, which has many restaurants and, of course, many shops.
There's more in my interview with Todd Sull in just a few minutes. I thought it would be good to hear from one of the organists who will be at this year's convention. She'll be performing a concert and presenting workshops. It's Dr. Marilyn Kaiser. Now, Dr. Kaiser is Chancellor's Professor of Music Emeritus at Jacobs School of Music, Indiana University in Bloomington, where she taught courses in sacred music and applied organ for 25 years. She's a native of Springfield, Illinois, so she'll be right at home at this year's convention. In fact, she's an active member of the American Guild of Organists. Dr. Kaiser has been a member of the National Council. She has served as National Registrar, a member of the National Nominating Committee, and Dean of the Western North Carolina Chapter. She holds her Associate, Choir Master, and Fellowship degrees from the Guild. For this selection, she's playing the four-manual 1954 Aeolian Skinner organ at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Composed by Herbert Howells, this is Rhapsody No. 1, Opus 17, which he composed in 1915.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Today we're talking with Todd Saul, the director of the Convention Committee for the Great Lakes Regional Convention, formerly Region 5, which will be held in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now tell me, Todd, what is the process of putting together and planning such a convention?
Well, the first process is putting in an application to the American Guild of Organists, national headquarters. Once they select the application, you have to give information about venue possibilities, venue sizes and capacities, hotel options that we might be able to use. And then they, once they get the green light and pick the one out of the many that might apply, we go into a process of a goal, what our mission is going to be, what we want to see in the convention and accomplish. And our mission for our convention, to present a successful regional convention that is inclusive of all AGO members and is fulfilling to the attendees and chapter members, and have a whole list of things that we can accomplish that by, that through inspiring education, provide networking, the evolving historical aspects of the organ, encourage participation of the younger membership, encourage a wider audience with organ and choral music, and of course it has to be fun, enjoyable for all, and we want every chapter member's involvement.
Have there been any particular challenging aspects to putting this convention together?
I would say the most challenging one is trying to piece together the schedule to where you want to go from venue to venue and make it work within the whole convention, but also give plenty of time for people to have free time on their own. We don't want to wear them out going from venue to venue, concert to concert. And we wanted to make sure we spread things out enough to where they would have fun being here other than going to the concerts. Because there is more to see in Indianapolis than just coming here and listening to our great instruments.
We'll wrap up our interview with Todd Saul in just a few minutes. Right now, let's listen to one of the organs featured at this year's convention. This is a 3-manual, 68-rank, 2009 CB Fisk pipe organ, which is in our hall at Indiana University, where organist Dongo Lee will perform Herman Belinsky's The Burning Bush. We're speaking today with Todd Saul, the director of the American Guild of Organists Great Lakes Regional Convention. Todd, is there anything else you would like attendees to know about this year's convention?
Well, we think we have one of the best around. We have it affordable. That was one thing that we specifically wanted to have, was one that was affordable. We understood that most organists are not highly paid, so we made sure our convention registration fees were what we thought was within range of most, and we tried to keep them as low as possible. We're not trying to make any money on this. We just don't want to lose our shirts.
Oh, and by the way, before I forget, you do have an early bird for registration, correct?
Yes, the early bird rate up to March 1st is $260 for a regular member, $245 for a special member. And after March 1st, it goes up to $290 for regular, and for special memberships, it goes to $265.
We've been talking with Todd Saul, director of the American Guild of Organists 2015 Great Lakes Regional Convention, to be held in Indianapolis, Indiana this summer. The convention starts July 12th and runs through July 15th. The convention website is...
Our convention website is www.ago-racetoindy2015.org.
And there you can find out more details about the convention. You can register to attend. You can register to be an exhibitor or purchase ads in the program book. And don't forget, March 1st, the registration rates will go up. So act quickly so you can attend this convention. Todd Saul, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. And a special thanks to Pro Organo for music featured on today's show. For the best in classical organ music, visit proorgano.com. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.